this, I'm keeping secrets in my head, or any space you can find. Glad to see that I can help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your behavior.
Simply Butch, and yes, it is Sunday evening here, and we're going to get together because it's time for another edition of Butch on Sports. Again, Simply Butch is here, and as always, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Yes, I'm grateful. This Sunday is really... oh, forget about it. Let's start off with the Lions and get it on out the way. You know, what can we say? I was down there today at Ford Field, and unfortunately, boys and girls, let me tell you that some of the moves that the Lions made this past Saturday there. They signed the following players to the active roster. That's Isaac Nader. That's a tight end. I didn't see him either today. Active from reserve injury, designated for return, Justin Coleman, a cornerback. He stunk. Released from the following player, Bo Scarborough, a running back. He's gone. He signed the following players to the practice squad, which we don't care less here. Albert Higgins, he's a defensive tackle. However, the Detroit Lions were bad in all three phases. The offense never got any momentum. The defense couldn't make a stop when it needed and never got any takeaways against the team with 7 turnovers. Matt Prater wasn't even close in a routine 48-yard field goal. Don Marbury, he's the snapper. A low snap almost resulted in a blocked punt. Now, you know, the season is not over, okay? However, the Lions can't afford to give up points and look stupid on the field as they did today against the Indianapolis Colts, which, by the way, they played a very efficient game. They dominated from the run defense they was able to deal with the Detroit Lions. We'll get to that in a moment. And they win the game by a score of 41-21. Matthew Stafford, you know, he threw the ball well. However, it was the Lions running was pathetic. Adrian Peterson, 5 carries, 7 yards. DeAndre Swift, 6 carries, 1 yard. The other running back, Keyron Johnson, caught a touchdown pass. However, he finished the game with 0 carries. You can't win a game and you can't compete that way with a one-sided doggone fence. And the other side hasn't been cemented down yet. The fence won't hold. Think about it, you got nothing else to do. The Lions look very awful today. And I tell you right now, people are talking. They got 2 in a row. Hopefully they get themselves together because their load don't get lighter. They go to Minnesota next week. Glad it's indoors. Because that will be another concern. As it was in the rest of the NFL today here. But again, the Lions lose. Hopefully they get it together. We'll talk more maybe Wednesday about the Lions and if something happens. You know, really and truly, and I don't mean any harm here, the coaching, you know, you can look at all the factors you want to in Detroit Lions game today against the Indianapolis Colts. But one thing needs to be done and dealt with here, and I don't mean any harm, but the upper management or the upper ownership has to have a conversation with the coaching staff or the one who runs the coaching. And also the general manager at best, because that has to, the coaching stunk. The play calling stunk. The lineups, offensively, defensively, stunk. It did nothing for Indianapolis. You know, for 7 games, the Detroit Lions has had the lead. Start the game off with the lead. 7 games. Whoa. Think about it. You got nothing else to do. Let me move on. The Cincinnati Bengals pulled off a stunning upset. Here they beat the Tennessee Titans 31-20. Burrow looked fantastic there. He's going to be something special. Wait and see. Derek Carr of the Las Vegas Raiders. I got to get used to that name there. He threw a touchdown pass to Hunter Renfrow early in the fourth quarter. As I was looking at the screen there, Carlson kicked a 3 field goals. Daniel Carlson is his name there. In some funky conditions in Cleveland. I heard it rained, it snowed, and did a whole lot of other stuff there. But the Raiders did their thing. They won 16-6 over Cleveland. Cleveland had to win that game. That's, I feel, for what I'm looking at right now with Pittsburgh. Speaking of Pittsburgh, they won, too. In a last-second goodie, a defensive stop. In an 8-minute span in the second quarter, the Dolphins turned a 7-7 tie into a 28-7 lead thanks to the defensive touchdown, special team scores, and the Rams' turnovers that really made things very awful in this game. Although Tui Tagovailoa did not go away a loser in his first NFL start, thanks to the tremendous all-around effort from Miami. They look good. They win 28-17. And Dalvin Cook was injured, came back to the Vikings and ran the show against the Green Bay Packers. They took care of business. Good football games around there. Kansas City, good football game played today as well. And I'm quite sure we'll talk about that more. And again, on the Game Sports Show tomorrow night, 6 to 8 o'clock, 1500 ESPN. Or 1400 ESPN, I should say. Scott Nason, Dave McCabe, EJ Russell, and yours truly. Speaking of Scott Nason, I know he's still dancing in the street, flying up flagpoles and everything else as the Michigan football team just look, you know, pathetic as well. Jim Harbaugh lost his worst game in his era. He seemed not to have a hold on Ohio State or Michigan State. Yes, indeed. Michigan State came in their house and beat the crap out of them. Although the game at the final score was close at 27-24, Michigan State was giving Michigan a whooping throughout the game. So I guess the Michigan will pump their brakes here and get their stuff together. After an impressive win against Minnesota, who, by the way, this week won. I'm talking about Minnesota. Poor Michigan. Ooh, boy. You know, I've been promising for a good while here to do something that I have not done. And I'm going to promise everybody that on Wednesday, I'm going to do the interview with Corey Clemens of the Detroit Tigers farm team right now, trying to get a spot on the roster this upcoming spring. Because I know things are going to be open, because Detroit Tigers finally named a manager. If you don't know, it's A.J. Hinch. He's the 39th manager in the franchise history. He agreed to terms on a multi-year contract. Now, over 7 years as a major league manager, Hinch has posted a 570 mark and only lost 452 games. He led Arizona in 2009 and 10, Houston from 15 to 19. Under his leadership in Houston, he reached the playoff 4 times out of 5 seasons, won the American League pennant, and a 1 World Series championship. And then got suspended to boot for cheating. Yes, Houston made the playoffs in his first year as a manager, snapping a 9-year playoff drought. Wouldn't that be something that the Tigers would make the playoffs? And if the Major League Baseball keep the guts of making sure that playoff, which they had this year, can roll over to next season as well. Because I think that's one of the best ideals in town to allow more teams to allow in the playoffs. And the setup was peachy keen. As I said, Hinch was out of baseball for all the 2020 season. He served a suspension from Major League Baseball. But Hinch also had a playing career of 7 years. That's including with the Detroit Tigers. That's when I first met the guy in 2003. He was with the Tigers for that season as a catcher and played pretty well, too. Nice guy. And that's why, really, sometimes when you get to know somebody, you know, like I have got to know him in that particular year before he left to other ventures, they got a pretty good guy there. Now, they got he has the autonomy of putting some talent together and making it right, making it real special for the Detroit Tigers. That means there are going to be some players who you thought, or maybe they thought they had a easy going at it. It's going to do some time. Now, I haven't heard what he's going to deal with his coaching staff and whatever it may be. But you better be sure that if he retain any of the coaches, they are going to be able to make a contribution to make this team better. If not, we'll wait and see. I don't want to dog that on out in the months there. I'm still mad with the Lions. Now, in July, the Detroit Pistons purchased their own G League team, who will be playing in the Detroit metropolitan area at Wayne State's campus during this 2021-22 season. Yes, that franchise in Grand Rapids will be no more. They will come on down. They got a new name, which was received on Friday. They will be called the Motor City Crews. And what they call it was a shout out of Detroit history in the center of the automobile industry. And they'll feature the red, white, and blue logo alignment, the team, with the Detroit Pistons traditional colors as well. And they got this logo here with a flaming basketball with twin tailpipes coming out of it there. Nice looking indeed. Look like the Pistons uniform or pass there, that the ones I didn't like, you know, the kind of grayish blue color that many did their thing on. Who knows? Well, Grand Rapids, I tell you one thing for sure, I don't know what's going to happen with the Grand Rapids base. But you better believe that Milwaukee's near there, Minnesota's near the Grand Rapids. Don't think that they will not make some kind of arrangements, some type of arrangements, that team won't be bought by somebody. But it would be good for the Pistons because now they can do all their business here in the metropolitan Detroit area. They can monitor veterans that maybe they will send to the G League to get in shape and play some games and be able to make ample contributions quick, fast, in a hurry on the major team. That means one thing for sure, that the team has a little bit more autonomy. I think Casey and maybe general manager do. Players who are not putting out, be able to have a place to play or be put out in the street while this machine that they got going right down the street near Wayne State University, and also use their practice center for practices there. That's going to make things delightful. For the Pistons, that is. If things go well as they should go. Now, we don't know what kind of team they're going to slap out in the air this year, but we'll wait and see. But that's the news on the new G League that will be playing in the metropolitan Detroit area. That means some cheap tickets, and a lot of people will be able to go down there, down the new arena that Wayne State's building, and give a hoopla. I mean, really, stop a curve there. By the way, they'll be playing 24 games this season in that new arena currently being constructed on Wayne State campus there. Now, you are looking for the franchise is accepting ticket deposits there for the 21-22 season. You can call 313 Pistons and get some information on that. Yes, you can. I'm just telling you. News with the Red Wings was, like, you know, very quiet this week, but one of the news that did come out is Tyler Bertuzzi gets a contract raise, and it wasn't dealt with by the fact that it was granted by an independent arbitrator there. Bertuzzi will get $3.5 million for 1 year. And then the fun begins because if he could do well, and, you know, you like everyone to do very much so well, he can bid for more money or a longer extended contract if he chooses to want to be with the Detroit Red Wings hockey team. But there's a lot of doggone fixes is going to be this year. We know Bertuzzi right now is one of the players that they're going to put some stock into. It was a restricted free agent case, and it went to arbitration. But on Sunday, the two parties couldn't agree on a deal. But 48 hours later, something was done. And Bertuzzi now has that $3.5 million contract. And he will be a Detroit Red Wing for the upcoming season. Whenever that happens, most of the time right now we're hearing January will be the time for Red Wing hockey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This weekend in high school was a lot of football there. I kind of took my little watch here on the Melvindale and Riverview game, which was a slobber knocker for Riverview as they beat the crap out of Melvindale. And Melvindale has not been in the playoffs except for this new and improved playoff system there. So it'll be not one, but two districts before the district final come in, which is the third week. You got to win six to win, folks. Six games will win your championship. So this week is the real deal. That was the pre-regional. Now this is the actual, the pre-district, of course. This is the actual district game that put you into the finals for this week. We'll talk about a lot of that football stuff this upcoming Wednesday at the games to be looking at there. A lot of them. By the way, Riverview will be playing River Rouge. That will be a game that I'm covering again. But that's going to be a good one. River Rouge is the state champion. And I don't think they're giving up nothing for free. Also, you can bet your bottom dollar that There was some cross-country was had. Congratulations to those particulars who ran in the cross-country semis and ready for the big show at the Motor Speedway. I think that's in a week, next week there, for a lot of cross-country championships. Congratulations all who are be participating in that. Volleyball starts this week. Yes, the districts in volleyball. That'll be something special. All the girls out there, Monday and Tuesday. So Wednesday we'll have some talk in there. The games to be watching for the district finals that I'm quite sure will happen Thursday or Friday or maybe on a Saturday. By the way, everybody participates in that one. Finally, boys and girls, it was a football player that when I was coming up in the good old days, his name was Herb Adley. He's a Hall of Fame cornerback who played 12 years with the Green Bay Packers and with the Dallas Cowboys. He passed away this past Friday there. He's 81 years old. He was recently hospitalized for an undisclosed reason. However, he was a first-round draft pick out of Michigan State in 1961. Adley's NFL career started with a position switch. He was originally drafted as a halfback, but Bo Vince Lombardi took care of that. Quick, fast, and hurry when they got a hold of him. He made him a cornerback and one of the best cornerbacks in the business there. He was very dominant at that position, so dominant. He was dominant for about a decade. He played his final days in Dallas, where he was very dominant and also helped that team a great deal to keep their playoff grooves along, because in those days, Dallas would always be in the playoffs. Sir Herb Adderley, I'm sorry about that mispronunciation, long day, was a damn good football player. I miss good cornerbacks like Adderley and Lim Barney. I can name a lot, but I won't. You know why? Because it's time to get off the air. Yes, it is. Put Your Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Production. I'm so glad this. Did I say the time is past? I'm going to get my extra hour of sleep and stuff. And let you know that Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Yes, you can catch Butch on Sports on Facebook. But you especially go to Podomatic.com. You can type in SimpleButchToPodomatic.com. You can also find that fine show on the GameSportsShow.com and the GameSportsShow.podbean.com. Where you get a smither of other shows, including the Game Sports Show, which we do every Monday. Scott Nason, E.J. Russell, Dave McKay, and yes, myself. Next week, on Wednesday, I'm gonna give my name first. I don't know. Hey, have a very good beginning of the week. Please, if you have not done it, get out there and vote. And don't stop wearing your mask. Get yourself together, because they say it's a Lulu. It's coming through. Have a safe beginning of the week.